The following program is transcribed. Dorothy Kilgallen's Diary, the intimate behind-the-scenes story of Broadway's great stars, revealed by the First Lady of Broadway, the famous columnist and radio personality, Dorothy Kilgallen.
Thank you, Kelvin Keith. My diary shows I had lunch yesterday with one of the most popular young men in entertainment circles. If I saw a group of people gathered about Grandpa, anyway, I saw the answer sitting there in Alec Templeton. Well, and next to Alec, and was laughing, and as most of you know from listening to your radio, Alec Templeton has a wit and humor that's really infectious. Yet those of you who've heard his brilliant work as a pianist know that there's one thing that means more to Alec than anything else in the world, music. He happens to be right here now, and I'd like to ask him about his trip overseas to entertain the troops. First of all, Alec, what territory did you cover?
France and England and Scotland and Wales. And we traveled over 3,000 miles, and I did 49 shows in 23 days.
My word, you really went fast. How did you go, by plane all the time?
No, we traveled with a car, and we had all our own equipment with us. We had mics, our own piano, our own recording setup. In fact, we traveled whole. We took the whole thing with us.
It must have been a large car, more of a trailer.
Yes,
I
we had
think.
A trailer behind it. It was quite hard to do, but it was really a wonderful thing.
And what sort of thing did you do for the boys?
Well, what I tried to do was to give them a bit of home. They had all sorts of favorites, varied tastes from Liebestraum and Clair de Lune, sometimes very often Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, and of course their old favorite Boogie. And a lot of singing, too. They loved the community sing.
Did you get them singing their old favorite songs?
Oh, yes, such things as Deep in the Heart of Texas and Pistol Pack and Mama and all sorts of things like that, and Home on the Range, and they did join in.
You really have to have a repertoire, don't you, when you go on a trip like that?
Oh, yes, I've got asked for things, and very often I think, my goodness, that piece, I haven't played it in years, and then it just comes sort of fresh to me as if I'd played it all the time, you know?
Did any of them ever ask you anything that you couldn't come forth with?
No. I don't think there was anything they didn't ask. They didn't
know. I guess there really isn't anything that you don't know from Bach to Boogie, is there?
Well, there are maybe some things, but you can't know everything.
Did you play for some of the boys in the hospitals?
Yes, I did the hospitals, and also when I'd done the shows in the hospitals, I visited all the wards.
How was the morale over there?
Well, it was very wonderful, really. The feeling with it that. They were very, very longing to come home. That was the feeling I had all the time, of course. And so
yes,
that was why I wanted to give them that feeling of home. And so that was the feeling that the more things, they liked particularly things pertaining to radio. So I gave them a lot of radio impressions.
Well, I guess that they know that we're all longing to have them home, too. And
sure
it just adds up to one thing, doesn't it, Alec?
It certainly does. Even though this war is over, young folk, old folk, brunette, blonde, everybody, join with me and buy and hold those victory bonds.
Thank you, Alec. It's been a pleasure having this little talk with you, and I'm awfully glad you brought out how important it is for all of us to keep on buying those victory bonds.
Thank you, Alec Templeton, and thank you, Dorothy Kilgallen, for showing us your diary. Now, this is Kelvin Keats saying, keep faith with our wounded, buy and hold victory bonds.